Good morning. This is my first time ever having a gold charger ball. How do I look? More important, do I look better than Deacon? As you know, this week we are having the solemnity of Christ the King. Also, as well, last night we have the confirmation for two people. In those light, I will share with you all in my homily about 3 points with them all about the confirmation and about the Christ the King. So the first word, three words. The first, no. Second, grow. Third, show. The first one, to know. As we know that we all over here, I guess, maybe 100% you received the baptism already. I think so. Everyone over here received the baptism. So when you receive the baptism, the Holy Spirit activates you to be his temple forever. The seal of the Holy Spirit now in your soul forever, unchangeable. No one, nothing can erase that at all. So with that, you are becoming the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you have God in you already. If you don't believe me, you need to believe our church at that point. So you have God in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. So when you pray, and I always remind the people that when you pray, you know your own dignity. I know, when we pray, we need to have humility. We pray, but somehow we pray, when we pray, we just, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinful man. I'm not worthy. But when you pray, you know your own dignity. You are the sons and daughter of God. Because when you receive the baptism, you are. And remember that when you pray with your own dignity, like if I have a father and a mother in heaven, I pray differently. Because I know the person in heaven loves me. So that's why I pray with my own dignity. Like, stand in my feet, pray. You know what I mean? Like, you pray with your own dignity. When you receive the confirmation, when you confirm, you become the Holy Spirit reactivate. The Holy Spirit indeed, in your soul, give you the gifts of the Holy Spirit, strengthens you, and push you, or throw you out there in the middle of the world and do your job. The Holy Spirit, every movement, I can give you an example. This morning, you are coming to the church today, this morning, and you are thinking, like, we are doing really good job. Hey, family is all coming. And you think you are doing the best for God because you woke up early. You have to drive in the, maybe snow a little bit. But so the thing is, God gives you a hint first. You are here because of God, not because of you. So you are here because God gives you a hint that, hey, on Sunday, go to the church. The very first moment in your mind, in your thinking, begin with God, the Holy Spirit. He helps you to be here. Does it make any sense? Like, when you pray, the Holy Spirit tells you, hey, it's time to pray. Hey, he reminds you constantly to pray. So when you pray, the Holy Spirit invites you to pray back with God. So God invites you to pray with God. So God invites you to go to the church with God. So everything you do, the Holy Spirit invites you, strengthens you with His gift. And do you remember when at the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended into the apostles with fires? The thing is, when we are thinking about the Bible, the history of the church, we're thinking, hey, it happens like a couple thousand years ago. Now I'm here and we are different. No. The Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, descended into the apostle. He is the same he's doing here with you. And remember that. That is so important point for me, that the same Spirit, same God, forever, unchangeable, same with yesterday, today, and forever. He is working in the apostle like years ago, thousand years ago, and he doing exactly the same with you this morning. Maybe a note over here, if you have not received the confirmation, if you are unconfirmed, please contact the parish. It's so important that you can have the confirmation, the sacrament, that Holy Spirit can be in you and help you with His gift, His power. Second word, grow. The Holy Spirit, the sacrament, especially with the confirmation, helps you grow in holiness. But Father, I'm not holy. I heard about that. And I am not holy as well. But we are trying. The Lord, He loves you, not because you are perfect. You are holy already, but He loves you because you are not holy. That is the point. So the point is, you are a sinner, but trying to do better. And I remind people a lot in confessions about that. Like, you are not perfect. I am not perfect. But why God is still love me? Because in your imperfection, the Lord sees you at His daughters and His sons. And He loves you because of that. Like, what kind of moms and dads doesn't love His sons and daughters? The last word, the first one, to know, the second one, to grow, the last one, to show. The gospel today, you can ask me, but when we receive the baptism, when we receive the confirmation, what should we do? What should we do next? Father Anthony, I receive it, and now I feel nothing. Because it's long, long time ago. Invite you today with me, Christ the King, the solemnity. Invite you all with me, reflect again when you receive the baptism. Probably you don't remember, you're so young. But when you receive the confirmation, you received the gifts, the Holy Spirit reminded you again today that how do you show that gift to people? The gospel today tell you, I'm going to read again. When I thirst, you give me drink. A stranger, and you welcome me. When I'm naked, you clothe me. When I'm in prison, you visit me. But, well, Father, in the gospel, a long, long time ago, how about this one? When I am homeless, you give me a couple of dollars. When I am thirsty, you give me a water. When I am in a nursing home right now, you come to see me. When I am lonely, you come and talk to me. When I am in suffering, you text me. How about that? How about that? When I am having cancer, you text me and you pray for me. How about that? When I am dying, because like I have nothing, no one left, but you say hi to me. How about that? That is the Lord. He's telling you, like, you need to show to people that way. And don't think like the Lord is telling you like thousand years ago, but does it make sense now? It makes sense now. Because we put in the gospel in the practical way that we can do that. And please do that, because the Lord has invited you. When I thirst, you give me drink. When I'm naked, you give me clothes. No one's naked now, but you can give them everything you need. everything they need for their lives. Think about that way. Think about like the homeless people in the cold weather now, and how do you deal with them? Okay, maybe not, but how do you deal with your parents in nursing home? Do you call them? Do you say hi to them? Do you text them? And that is the Lord is requiring you. And in the end, final judgment, the Lord will ask you same questions. Do you call your parents on that day when Father Anthony tells the parable? You know what I mean? Please call your parents in nursing home. Please help them. I will tell you like years, many times again about this one. Because that is so important point in the gospel. Like, why the Lord, he just like make an example about like, whenever you do for your parents, whenever you do for the people, you do it for me. God, I'm telling you, you did it for God. That's all I have for my homily today. When you receive the baptism, when you receive the confirmation, the Lord is in you. And think about that today and practice the gift of the Holy Spirit. Do it, like, activate yourself by knowing God, by growing in God, and by showing your love to one another.